example, father has been always rooted in Pune, although he had gone far away. He used to say that if you have 5 anna, you can easily buy Krishna Prema. What he would mean was that if one has these three books, Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Nectar of Instruction and Prarthana, Vinayatma Das Thakur, he would say one can simply purchase Krishna Prema with these three books. Somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, somebody gifted me these books recently. And I was thinking, let me read them to develop some Krishna Prema. So when I was reading them, when I was going through that, the whole literature is full of descriptions about how a devotee is having abhilasha, longing to make a garland for the divine couple. The devotee wants to make chandan mixed with aguru and all that, and to apply on the body of Radha and Krishna. And how the devotee wants to make beautiful, wonderful arrangements in the groves of Vrindavan for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. How the devotee wants to cook for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So the whole book is simply centered around one theme of how I want to serve Radha and Krishna. There is nothing else. There is no any esoteric secret mentioned there. The content of these books is very easy for any common man to easily understand. But one cannot capture the spirit of these pastimes mentioned there without rendering devotional service under the guidance of great devotees for many, many years, many, many long years. Just like we chant the Maha Mantra for the pleasure of the deities, we sing. This Maha Mantra has to be taken up with a very great respectful attitude, and Maha Mantra should be chanted in such a way that our mentality becomes flavored by service spirit. Then one will delight in the liquid mellows of the holy name. Once a grihastha couple came to Guru Sahasrara Babaji and asked him to give them a Siddha Pranali mantra. And Babaji told them, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the Siddha Pranali mantra. It will reveal you the Siddha Rupa, Rupa of Krishna, and also your Siddha Swarupa, or your eternal form in the spiritual world with all the 11 attributes of any jiva in the spiritual world. So, as he said, it will reveal Krishna's name, and Krishna's name will reveal Krishna's form, his qualities and pastimes. It will also reveal your name and your eternal form and your 11 attributes of your personality in the spiritual world, he told them. And that is reconfirmed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a verse. As he says here, ईशत विकसी पुनः देखाये निज रूप गुण चित्त हरि लोय कृष्ण पास पूर्ण विकसित होए व्रज मोरे जाय लोय देखाये मोरे स्वरूप विलास मोरे देह सिद्ध दिया कृष्ण पासे राखे गिया ये देहेर करे सर्वनाश. He's saying, Ishad Vikasi Punaha. The chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it expanded my consciousness, he's saying. Dekaya Nijarupa Guna. And it revealed me Krishna's own form and qualities. Chitta Hari Loya Krishna Pas. It stole my heart and took me very close to Krishna. Krishna Pass means very close to Krishna. Purna Vikasita Hoy. And when my consciousness became fully blossomed, when my Krishna consciousness became fully blossomed, Vraja More Jayaloy. Then that very same holy name took me to Vrindavan Dham and gave me a shelter there. Dekaye More Swarupa Vilas. And it revealed me Krishna's loving dalliance with his devotees. How Krishna's loving dalliance with his devotees is pastimes, it revealed. Which means in the early stages, the holy name reveals the form and the qualities of Krishna, which the devotee adores. And as the consciousness expands more and more and become fully blossomed, then the loving dalliance of Krishna with his devotees is completely revealed. More deha siddha diya, he says. More deha siddha diya means that holy name also at that point of time awarded me my siddha deha. Krishna pase rake giya, it put me just in front of Krishna, by which I could constantly see Krishna face to face. Ye dehe rakore sarvanash, and this material body became completely vanquished. And I did not have any more material existence, he says. So this is the realization of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who revealed himself as Kamala Manjari, who is one of the assistants to the Sakis of Vrindavan, assistants to Srimati Radharani. So what Garugrahastha Babaji told the Garugrahastha couple is reconfirmed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his revelations. So a devotee should patiently execute devotional service to Radha and Krishna in a mood of servant of the servant of the servant. And by regularly rendering the service, that service will help one to develop a great delight in chanting of the Mahamantra and dancing with great joy. And that kind of devotional practice with patience and determination and with complete faith, eventually over a period of time will reveal all the higher stages. Harinam Prabhu ki.